Welcome to podtech.net. I'm Rio Pacino here at California Extreme 2006. I'm here with Bob Ellingson, who's one of the staff members here at California Extreme. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to have you.
Bob, first question. Tell me a little bit about California Extreme, what it's about, and briefly tell me about its history.
It started with some guys who just had big collections of arcade games and pinball machines and wanted to show them off. There are other shows across the country, but there so far haven't been anything in the West Coast and the Bay Area. So we put it together in an abandoned bookstore over in Tana Country Village in San Jose the first year, and decided it was a good idea.
Now, you mentioned it's in its 10th year.
Yes.
Were you with the staff ever since then?
It wasn't the first year. I bought some games to show, so I was an exhibitor, but I wasn't on the staff.
What kind of games did you bring when you first saw
Pinball machines. That's my specialty.
Oh, really?
I like pinball games. I brought some old ones and some new ones.
What kind of games do you like?
I like them all. I've got an old 1950 Gottlieb that has been here every year. And it's got a fan club. There's people that want to come and see that game. And I've also got newer games, the newer ones with the dot matrix, all the whiz-bang toys. So
Now, speaking of pinball games, I mean, you know, into the 80s and into the 90s, I mean, pinball games were the craze.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you're looking at the next-gen consoles, the 360s, the upcoming PS3 and the Wii. I mean, pinball machines aren't as popular as they were back then. I mean, do you see the popularity of pinball machines declining even more, or do you see the nostalgia and the popularity still going on?
It's gotten down to only one manufacturer of pinball machines. So they're hanging on. They're trying to make the most of the market. We'll hope for the best for them.
Now, as far as retro games, I know you guys got a bunch of retro games here, a bunch of Atari coin-ops, you know, Defender,
yep.
Joust.
Yep.
You know, some of my personal favorites, Asteroids.
Yes.
I don't know if Combat's here. I know Combat was part of the Atari 2600.
I think there's Combat in there.
Okay. What are your thoughts on retro gaming? Even though, you know, like I mentioned before, the next-gen consoles are the newest craze, I mean, there's still a market for the retro games, and you see some of them out on the newer consoles. Where do you see retro gaming in, say, within the next 5-10 years? Do you see it still being prominent in the video game industry?
Well, as the classic games get kind of snapped up into collections, people are going to have to go for the combo games, the ones that have all of the classic games loaded into them. They've got all of the classic games, and then you can select from a couple hundred.
Like
games.
The Ultracades.
Ultracades is right. What I was trying to think of. Yes.
Right. Okay, Bob, well, I appreciate your time, and thanks a lot for the podcast.
Okay.